I'm so glad you came. I've missed you. Come in, let's sit down. I got something super important I need my favorite nephew to do for me. Oh, I'm just so happy you're here. You have no idea. Let me just take a look at you. Oh, you're just so handsome. Oh, don't blush, it's true. You know your Aunt Jenna would never lie to you. Here, let me pour you a cup of coffee. There we go. Give that a sip. Great, right? Excellent. Okay. So now I brought you here. I need your help with something. And you just happen to be the perfect man for the job. All right. So this is going to sound crazy, but I'm a witch. Yeah, I know, but listen. I really do know spells. Curses, potion making, all that stuff, old stories, and actually quite a bit that's not. Well, I'm kind of learning, and occasionally mistakes happen. Now, most of the mistakes are obviously a bad thing, but this time, the mistake is, in my opinion, kind of awesome, now that I've grown accustomed to it. I even came up with an illusion spell to help hide the curse so I can go about my day normally without anyone even noticing the change. Brilliant, right? I know. I'm amazing. Unfortunately, part of the curse is that it induces frequent physical urges that are nearly impossible to ignore for long. And that's where you're going to come in. You see? This is what the curse is. Stop, sit down, shut up. Look, I'm sorry, but I knew you'd react the way you did when you saw my new dick. Look, you need to understand. I need your help. I don't have any other choice. I need someone to provide me with sexual relief when it gets hard, and it gets so hard. Plus, the binding potion I know how to make only works on men who share my bloodline. And you're the only surviving male relative I have. The potion is why you're sitting down and not talking after I command you. It means you only have as much control of your body as I allow you, or as little as the case is of right now. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish there was something other solution, but you have to understand. I need you to suck my cock. The urges would drive me mad otherwise, and there is no way I'm gonna be able to find some guy willing to just show up in the day's notice to basically be my personal cock-sucking slave for who knows how long. Fuck. Just look at it. All this talk about you sucking my dick is making me hard. I can't help but start stroking it. It's like it takes over, but it just feels so good. Doesn't it look incredible? It's 9 inches long, and just look how thick it is. You need to start getting used to it. You're going to be spending so much time pleasing it, stroking it, sucking it, ooh, having it rubbed all over your face. Face. Fuck. Get on your knees. Yes, that's right. Now jerk your Aunt Jenna's big cock. Oh, don't look so scared. It's just a cock. Nothing to be frightened of. Stroke it nice and slow. Go ahead and give it a little kiss. Good boy. Now another. Yes. Now look up at your Aunt Jenna. Now show me how much love my big, thick girl cock. Rub it on your face. Shower it with kisses. Fuck. Oh, so good. Oh, that's right. Now lick the head. Poor baby. Oh, it's okay if you cry. Just so long as you're quiet. I don't mind if you don't like sucking your aunt's big cock. All that matters is that you suck when I tell you to suck, no matter how many times a day that may be. Oh. Jenna is very much a woman. She just so happens to also now have a dick. Oh. Okay, sweetie. Enough teasing. Time to suck my cock. Go ahead, open wide. Let me just slide in. Okay, get to work. Suck me off. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that feels good. Oh. Suck your aunt's big fucking cock. Oh my god, this is so fucking amazing. Fucking stuff your mouth with my dick. Take it. Take it. Suck it. Suck that fucking cock. Faster. Harder. Worship my big dick with your dirty mouth, cocksucker. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming in your mouth. Oh, God. Hold it in your mouth. Oh, my God. Oh, suck it all out. Oh, yes. Oh God. Yes. Oh, let me see. Let me see my cum. Open your mouth. Swallow it. Good boy. I've changed my mind. This is your job for life now. There's no way I'm going to look for a way to get rid of this beautiful cock. Not so long as I have my handsome nephew here to worship my cock with his mouth whenever I want. Don't worry, I'll take care of you, and you'll take very good care of me every single day.